The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 11th of February. In your Squiz today, our pollies head back to Canberra, fires in New Zealand, Jeff Bezos and blackmail, and the Grammys. This is your Squiz today. Let's start with the Medivac bill that's been dominating news in politics over the weekend as our politicians return to Canberra today. It's not that simple, but very broadly. On one side is newly elected independent MP Karen Phelps, who would like to see a panel of doctors given more say in the transfer of asylum seekers in offshore detention centres to Australia. On the other side is Scott Morrison, who says that the Medivac bill could make our borders more vulnerable. And in the middle is the Labor Party. Where they're at, we're not quite sure yet, Claire.
What they've done is support the bill in the Senate last year. So this is something that's coming back. It was put up after Karen Phelps entered the parliament last year and it was voted on in the Senate. And you might remember there was a great rush towards the end of those parliamentary sittings to get this looked at in the House of Representatives. But Labor has voted on it in the Senate and supported it. What's happened in the days and weeks since then is that the campaign that the coalition has waged against Labor under this sort of, you know, banner of Labor being soft on border protection is what they're saying. That has seen Labor come forward to say that actually they would still maintain the minister's discretion to override that panel's decisions. So they've stepped back a little bit, but there's some things happening today, and that's that Bill Shorten and his senior team are being briefed by officials from the Department of Home Affairs on some security aspects of it. They're then having their own internal meetings. So watch this space in terms of what their final position is.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is also addressing the National Press Club at 12:30, so that will likely come up. And as for other things going on, hearings into the Aged Care Royal Commission kick off today in Adelaide. After floods in Townsville last week, there's a lot of cleanup going on up there, but over the ditch in New Zealand, it's fires that are causing big problems.
Fires kicked off on the South Island of New Zealand early last week, and they're heading into the second week of that. They had a particularly bad weekend. 3,000 people were evacuated from the Pigeon Valley, which is near Nelson. It's sort of at the top of the South Island. Winds picked up. It was particularly bad. The news last night was that only one home had been lost and that there were no deaths recorded. So that's pretty good news. But disaster controllers there were saying that the risk was still particularly high.
Another fire of sorts. The bazillionaire owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, is tackling threats of blackmail in an extraordinary way.
The National Enquirer, which is sort of the leading supermarket tabloid gossipy kind of, you know, aliens are landing out of space right through to the worst possible salacious kind of celebrity gossip that may or may not be true. But they were right on to Bezos's divorce. They published photos very early in the piece of Jeff Bezos with his so-called new girlfriend. She's a TV presenter called Lauren Sanchez. And since then, they've published some intimate text messages between the couple. What Bezos did then was start looking into how they got those text messages. The National Enquirer has come to him to say that they want him to retract the claims that he and the Washington Post have made that the National Enquirer's publishing of those text messages being politically motivated. And that's, of course, because Bezos owns the Washington Post and Donald Trump isn't particularly a fan. So it all is this very interesting intersection. So what Bezos did late last week is publish himself details of photos that selfies, you know, the classic male nude,
of
if
him.
You like. Yes, of himself.
Of himself, yeah.
Yeah. So, he's gone and put that out there. But his point is, if someone in his position can't stand up to that kind of blackmail, then who can? And, yeah, it's a really interesting one.
Thank you for explaining it, because it is a little bit complicated. But as you said, it's very, very interesting, and you can dive into that plenty around about on it today. Mm. New research shows what I think we already know. I think I already knew this, that drinking too much can give you a hangover. Is there a catch?
The catch is that, of course, if you've been into drinking over a period of time, there's all sorts of theories about the combination of alcohol, and particularly the theory that if you have beer first and then you move on to wine, that you should be okay. But really what this research has done is say it's not about the combination of drinks whatsoever. It's just about the amount of alcohol you drink.
We'll never learn, will we? If you drink too much, you'll get a hangover. Someone who has learnt, though, is Prince Philip. The 97-year-old has decided to surrender his driving license. Might be about time.
Yeah, it comes after that little saga, and of course the people that he was in a bingle with, which could have been a lot more serious than it turned out to be. They were initially quite critical of the prince, particularly that he hadn't reached out or the palace hadn't reached out in any personal way, but it looks like they've made amends for that. And certainly the people involved in that said that they were happy that he had given up his license and won't be on the road anymore.
And the Grammys are on this morning. We have some Aussies up for a gong.
We do, and that comes to our subject line today. Songwriter Sarah Aarons penned The Middle, which has been quite a popular song over the last 12 months or so, had a lot of airplay on FM radio. So I've got a lyric from that of "Why Don't You Just Meet Me in the Middle," which of course can apply to our politicians today as they discuss all sorts of issues of national importance with Parliament coming back.
That song, The Middle, is up for Song of the Year. So expect to hear a little bit about Sarah Aarons today. She's got quite a remarkable story. As far as other Aussies, DJ Paul Fisher, Christian band for King and Country, and New Age musician Lisa Gerrard join Keith Urban at the Grammys.
That's right. When you then move on to other musical news from the weekend, Kate Miller-Heidke, she's going to be Australia's entry in Eurovision, which takes place in May.
I was going to say, when is Eurovision? I always get confused. We've got a little bit of time, bit of time to warm up to that one. As you know, if you've been listening to our podcast last week, we are moving our email platform at the moment. Quite a few people have started to receive the Squiz Today email again, which is fantastic. If you are missing us, add hello@mythesquiz.com.au as a contact, or if you're having any more trouble, get in touch with us and we'll help you sort it out. If you do read the Squiz Today email every day this week, you'll go into the draw to win our weekly giveaway. What have we got?
We've got a $100 gift card from Woolworths.
Easy and very useful. Also, one other thing, it's the final week to vote for us in the Australian Podcast Awards. We were in the top 10 as of Friday, amazing. I think, Claire. It's amazing, but we want to be on top of the top 10. So if you can jump onto Australian Podcast Awards and vote, that'd be awesome. It's a little bit of a convoluted process. You do need to register your vote, but we would so appreciate it if you did. Have a great Monday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.